are Locked On Giants, your daily San Francisco Giants podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome back to Locked On Giants Baseball, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. My name is Ben Kaspic, and I am thrilled to be with you again today. On this show, we provide daily episodes Monday through Friday, approximately 15 to 20 minutes in length, talking about the San Francisco Giants in a way that's data-driven and rational, but also simple, passionate, and accessible to all. Coming up on today's show, I want to finally talk a little bit about the 2020 MLB postseason. Unfortunately, the Giants found themselves on the outside looking in, even though every day that goes by, I think about how they really should have been there. Their talent level was good enough to make it. Team like the Brewers, who got in ahead of the Giants, they struggled to score runs all season long. I think the Giants would have had a much better shot in that wild card round against the Dodgers. I think they were also better than a team like Miami and St. Louis as well. So it's unfortunate they really did kind of collapse in a crucial moment there with Sam Coonrod in that one game. They really, if they had won that game, they probably would have been in. And ultimately, they would have been in if everything else had been the same. So what I want to do is talk about the postseason, talk about the picks I made before the postseason started, give my explanation as to why I made those picks, and then talk about what we've seen so far and what to expect moving forward with the championship series, both of them underway already, and the World Series just a week or so away. But before we get into it, a little bit about me. I've been a contributor for the baseball analysis sites Beyond the Box Score and Rotographs, which is part of Fangraphs. I started a Giants podcast called Covecast in 2015 and then joined the Locked On Podcast Network prior to the 2019 season. I'm also a lifelong diehard Giants fan. But my passion extends beyond just the Giants. I am a big baseball fan, and so every year I definitely make my postseason picks, definitely know a lot about these different teams. So I want to talk about what my picks were, how well I'm doing with those picks, and then kind of what stood out in the postseason so far, and then looking to these two championship series between the Rays versus the Astros, and then the Dodgers and the Braves. So first, my picks. Starting in the National League, we had the 1-8 matchup, the Dodgers against the Brewers. And to me, this was an easy call, perhaps the easiest call of all, picking the Los Angeles Dodgers to beat the Brewers. Now, keep in mind, I made these picks rationally. I didn't make these picks based on what I want to happen. And so the Dodgers beating the Brewers was a no-brainer. As I said, I thought the Giants would have had a better chance. Brewers pitching is better in theory. They have Brandon Woodruff, who's a really good starting pitcher. They had Josh Hader. They had Devin Williams, who's a really good reliever, but he was hurt entering this series, as was Corbin Burns, who's been a really good starter for them. So without those two guys, Burns and Williams, I just basically gave the Brewers very little chance. And the Dodgers, to me, are the best team in baseball. So that was my pick, and that's what ended up happening in a sweep. Secondly, looking to the Padres versus the Cardinals, this was a pretty easy pick for me as well, to pick the San Diego Padres. Now, it didn't start off well for the Padres. They lost the first game, but then they were able to come back and win the next two. So to me, the better team prevailed, and then we'll talk about it in a second, but I think the Padres caught a bit of a bad break in that in the second round they had to face the Dodgers. Whereas if they had to face either the Marlins or the Braves, who also moved on to the next round, I think they would have had a much better shot, especially against the Marlins. So a little bit of a bad draw there for the Padres. And also, unfortunately for them, they did lose two of their best starting pitchers, if not their two best starting pitchers, who are really good in the postseason. So a huge blow to that team. But anyway, moving on to the third wild card series, it was the Cubs against the Marlins. And you could certainly make a case for the Cubs, but I picked the Marlins here because I just thought, I don't know what it is about the Chicago Cubs, but there's something off with that team to me. And I don't know if it's the players and their competitive fire not really being there. I don't know. I don't want to accuse them of that. But there's something about that team late in a year and in the postseason now. I mean, in 2016 when they won the World Series, I was all about them and I thought they had that fire and that ability to go deep into the postseason and win a World Series, and they did. But ever since then, they've just had this weird vibe about them to me, watching from afar. A little bit naive, probably. If I watched them every day, probably would have different opinions. But in this case, I picked the Marlins to go in and upset the Cubs, even though on paper, I think the Cubs have way more talent. The Marlins totally outperformed this year. Their run differential was bad. And before anyone says, well, that's because they got outscored, they lost a game like 29-0 or something, that counts. I mean, they gave up those runs and they didn't score those runs in that game. And so anyway, they, to me, the Giants were a better team than the Marlins. Marlins were being kind of very overrated, in my opinion, in the national spotlight. Yet I did pick them to win this series against the Cubs, and that is what happened, even though they probably should have been underdogs. I don't know if they really were, because I think other people probably see that about the Cubs, this kind of weird vibe as well. Anyway, moving on to the fourth and final wildcard series in the National League, it was the Atlanta Braves against the Cincinnati Reds. And for all the hype about the Reds and the Reds pitching, which I think is legitimate, I just thought that the Braves were the better team. And so I picked the Braves. The thing about the Reds is that their offense is really overrated. They had a below average offense, I believe, by weighted runs created plus, which is just an all-encompassing offensive metric. And so the Braves, however, are one of the best teams in all of baseball offensively. And I thought they had enough with their starting pitching with Max Fried and Ian Anderson, two really young pitchers. Anderson is a rookie, debuted this year and was really good. And then their bullpen has been really good with Mark Melancon as their closer. Will Smith is in the back of the bullpen. Several other guys in that pen have been really good. Actually, Will Smith was not very good during the regular season in a small sample of about 15 innings. But Melancon has been really good for them, believe it or not. And anyway, I picked the Braves to win the series, and they did. Reds didn't score, if memory serves. They did not score in that entire series. So that's what I'm talking about. Their offense, even though they play in a really hitter-friendly park, they've got some big names, Castellanos, Votto, Eugenio Suarez. They just really didn't hit overall this year, and the depth of their lineup isn't there. So the Braves did win that series. Moving on to the American League side, first series was Rays versus Blue Jays, and I picked the Rays. Blue Jays were kind of media darlings, national Cinderella story type darlings, whatever you want to call it. But I just didn't think that they stacked up to the Rays in terms of how they could just execute in every facet of the game and how they utilize every single spot on their roster. And plus, the Rays have a really good bullpen, probably the best bullpen in baseball, and they have Blake Snell, Charlie Morton, and Tyler Glasnow in the starting rotation. So to me, it was an easy slam dunk pick of the Rays, and they won. So a perfect 5-for-5 so far in picking these winners. But here's where I go off the rails. In the Indians versus Yankees series, I did pick the Cleveland Indians. I thought that Shane Bieber going in game one, Bieber was like unhittable this season, and the numbers were legitimate. They weren't like fluky at all. Bieber was the best pitcher in baseball this year. I know it's a small sample, but he was that good that I just thought they're going to win that game. And if you win game one, you have a really good shot of winning the series. So that's kind of my rationale. But it didn't turn out that way at all. The Yankees just somehow got to Shane Bieber and ended up winning the series thanks to an overpowering offense. So my first incorrect pick there, Yankees advancing over the Indians. Next was Twins versus Astros. And I just thought the Astros fell apart offensively this year. And it's really easy to look at that and say they were cheating before and now they're not cheating and they're doing much worse. So, you know, the Astros have lost all credibility in my mind. I know that they have advanced now and are still playing, but It's unfortunate for them. I don't really feel like it's unfortunate for me, but it's unfortunate for them because I can't look at those guys and think of them as legitimate players anymore. To me, they will always be cheaters, and I have like zero kind of respect for what they do professionally. So the Twins were a really good team this year, and I thought that they would finally get over the hump, win a postseason game. They haven't won a postseason game since like 2004 or 2006. I can't remember which. It's one of those two, I believe, which had been 16 consecutive postseason losses. So I thought, okay, they're finally going to win a game at least and probably win that series. They were the favorites and they should have been the favorites. And the Twins, again, just could not win a game and got swept in that little best of three series. So really sad for the Minnesota Twins. Just unbelievable. 18 straight postseason losses. So another incorrect pick for me. Lastly, finally, was A's versus White Sox. Just thought the White Sox were a little bit more dangerous. They have a really good lineup, a lot of young talent. And then I thought with Lucas Giolito at the head of the rotation, Dallas Keuchel has had a nice rebound season. I think maybe I overlooked a little bit how inexperienced their bullpen was, and that's what ultimately cost them. And the A's did win that series. It was not an easy call for me. I thought the A's were definitely talented enough to win, but without Matt Chapman, I thought, you know, White Sox might be the better team there. So anyway, I end up going 5-3, 5 out of 8 correct picks in the wildcard round. However, the National League side, I got perfectly correct up to that point. So in the second half of the show, we'll keep going through this and then ultimately get to what's currently going on and how I see it playing out. One reason to repair and maintain your cars is to save money that you can then use on more important things like the mortgage or food. Why would you choose to spend 30, 50, 100% more for the exact same auto parts at a chain store or new car dealership? Random example, a fuel pump assembly for a 2005 to 2010 Honda Odyssey costs $353.99 at Advance, which is a big chain store, and $216.79 at rockauto.com. Chain stores have different price tiers for professional mechanics and do-it-yourselfers. RockAuto.com's prices are the same for everybody and are reliably low. Best of all, RockAuto.com is a family business serving auto parts customers online for 20 years. Go to RockAuto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Write "Locked On" in their "How Did You Hear About Us" box so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, all the parts your car will ever need. RockAuto.com. All right, as promised, here in the second half of the show, going to talk about the next round, finally getting to the division series, the four division series. What I picked, starting in the National League, I correctly had picked Dodgers versus Padres, and I picked the Dodgers to win. It's hard for me to say I'm not going to pick what I view as the best team in baseball to win a series, right? I'm always going to pick them. And like I said, I thought it was a little bit of a tough draw for the Padres, and then on top of that, losing Denelson, Lamet, and Mike Clevinger, although Clevinger did pitch in that series, he was injured, said he could go, and then pitched like an inning or like an inning plus or maybe two innings, and they had to take him out because of his elbow. So when you're up against the best team in baseball and you have two huge injuries, that's just too much to overcome. And the Dodgers dominated the Padres in that series, won all three games. Moving on to Braves Marlins, to me, this was an easy call. I didn't have the same vibes about the Braves that I had about the Cubs, so I thought the superior team is going to finally bring these Marlins back down to earth. And that's what happened. The Braves dominated the Marlins in this series, swept the series. And that's kind of how I saw it going, to be honest. And so, correctly picking the National League again up to this point, with the Dodgers and Braves advancing to the NLCS. So I had Rays Indians, but of course it was Rays Yankees for the American League Division Series number one. So I did pick the Rays to advance, but I had them playing the Indians. I would have them advancing past the Yankees as well, to be honest. So picking the Rays to go to the American League Championship was a correct pick. The reason being, more of the same. I just think they have the ability to kind of match up and get the most out of every single guy on that roster better than their opponent. And so they're a really tough team to beat for those reasons. And that's kind of what we saw in their series against the Yankees. Someone like Mike Brasso is in there to face left-handed pitching only. And they're also versatile defensively and they move around the diamond. But Brasso is in there in that game five. Series went to the fifth and final game. Brasso in there facing Aroldis Chapman late in a tie game. And with the platoon advantage and being someone who does well against left-handed pitching, he takes Chapman deep there and gives the Rays the lead. And their bullpen being shut down, I mean, it's just an excellent, excellent bullpen, finish the job. And so when you have Snell, Morton, Glasnow, great bullpen, and an offense that can be better than the sum of its parts, you're tough to beat. So in the final division series prediction for me, I had Twins, White Sox, and neither of those teams were in that series. It was Astros, A's. And if I had to pick, I would have picked the A's, to be honest. So, I mean, the Astros are kind of proving that they're more legitimate than we thought. They went 29 and 31 in the regular season. Same record as the Giants, another team that had that same record that got into the postseason. Three teams had that record and two of them made the playoffs and the only one that didn't was the Giants. So they really did get hosed, in my opinion. So A's, Astros, I would have picked the A's just banking on the fact that the A's could kind of do what they do and get past that team. I mean, looking back on it, the Astros have a ton of talent. It's just that we don't know what to make of the offensive talent. We don't know how much of it is actually talent and how much was due to the cheating. So that's kind of how their reputations are permanently stained. It's because we look at these guys and we say, I don't know how good you are because I don't know how legitimate your numbers were before this year. And then this year, they were not very good. Altuve, for example, was terrible this season, which is unheard of for him. So anyway, Astros end up beating the A's in that series. The A's just can't get out of their own way and just continue to fail in the postseason. So finally, we have the current series. We have Rays, Astros, with the Rays being the home team, and Dodgers, Braves, with the Dodgers being the home team. So I had the Rays versus the White Sox in the ALCS, and I picked the Rays to advance. I had Dodgers Braves in the NLCS correctly, and I have the Dodgers advancing. Now, obviously, the Dodgers lost Game 1 last night, so, you know, I'm not going to go back on my prediction. I'm just telling you what I predicted. And I'll just say, before breaking down the current series a little bit, that I had, as I said, Rays advancing to the World Series and Dodgers advancing to the World Series. So a Rays-Dodgers World Series, and I did pick the Dodgers just on the sheer force of their overwhelming talent to come out on top and win their first World Series since 1988, the year before I was born. So they have not won a World Series in my lifetime. So haha, Giants have three in recent memory. So, you know, and wouldn't it be funny if the Dodgers finally win one and it's in this kind of weird season where some people won't consider it legitimate? That would be kind of funny. But anyway, the current series, as they're, without talking about my predictions anymore, the Dodgers lost Game 1. I still think this is going to be one of those examples where by the end of this series, the Dodgers, as I kind of said with the World Series, the sheer force of their talent will have overwhelmed the Braves. I think the Braves stack up with the Dodgers offensively pretty well. I mean, the Braves are a really good offensive team. I do think the Dodgers are a better offensive team, but what we saw last night was just Max Fried dominating the starting pitcher for the Braves. He was excellent, and I think he had to be excellent for the Braves to keep the Dodgers down like they did to one run. But moving forward, I think the Dodgers have a deeper starting rotation. And there are no days off, remember. So the Braves do have Ian Anderson, but outside of that, their starting rotation was terrible. And so it's easy for me to see the Dodgers offense just, you know, the floodgates opening and just it being hard for the Braves to stop the Dodgers offensively. Clayton Kershaw was scratched from his start today, so that definitely could play a factor if he's not able to pitch in this series. But let's say he just has to go game three or four, then I still think Dodgers will be in a pretty good position. So I still, it's probably to me like 50-50 at this point, as opposed to the Braves taking advantage, like taking a huge advantage in the series just because they won the first game. Okay, so Rays, Astros, the Rays are up 2-0, and good, because I want no part of the Astros going to the World Series. If they go to the World Series against the Dodgers, that's an interesting thought experiment for Giants fans. Are you rooting for the Astros to win the World Series, even though they've been, they're a cheating team? Like, we know definitively that they're cheaters. Are you still rooting for the Dodgers to lose, especially in a chance for revenge on the team that cheated their way to winning the World Series against the Dodgers in 2017? So that would be really interesting, but the Rays thankfully have a commanding lead in that series, 2-0. And so, you know, the Astros definitely are showing some talent in these games, but the Rays are just edging them out and doing everything well. So I hope that continues. I think the Astros should probably win a game or two at the end of the day, but obviously with a 2-0 lead, I think the Rays are more likely than not to advance to the World Series, which they've never won in their history. Anyway, that is all the time we have for today. That was a ton of information. Thank you so much for bearing with me. Now that we're all caught up, hopefully as the week goes on, we can kind of talk more about these games, the postseason, because it's obviously relevant and the most relevant thing happening right now in baseball. To get this show every weekday, you need to hit that subscribe button if you haven't done so already. Once again, my name is Ben Kaspic. You can follow me on Twitter at Ben Kaspic. That's K-A-S-P-I-C-K. If you like the show, please consider rating it or leaving a review. Whatever you can do is very much appreciated. Thank you so much for listening, and until then, we'll see you next time.